B1 Brigadiers, it should come as no surprise that the white media's digital arm, YouTube, has censored the video that I posted yesterday about CNN's planned all-black panel show. Now, there were absolutely no incitements to violence, no attacks on any protected groups, nothing at all. It was just a straightforward, long-form mocking, just a roasting of CNN. And how this is nothing but a pathetic, feeble attempt on their part to try to influence black voters into a political process that's meant to get us to re-engage with a system that has done nothing for us. And yet, YouTube censored that video within hours. Now, here's something that needs to be understood. There happen to be a few white supremacist clowns, and I know at YouTube that's not being very specific, but there are a few white supremacists who work at YouTube who basically make it a point that they're going to run around censoring the new voices of black media, and there happen to be a number of channels and people who they make it a point that they're going to do anything that they can to try to remove those videos. And there happen to be a number of reasons. Are they white supremacists? To be sure, YouTube and Google are white supremacist outlets. They're white supremacist websites. But don't think there's just a matter of their right wingers. Right wing, left wing, when it comes to white supremacy, those are simply labels. Simply meant to give a little bit of specificity to what this or that white supremacist happens to lean in the direction of. But when it comes to black people, there's no such thing as the white right or the white left. Understand that. But when a move like this is pulled, especially by a big corporation like Google, and keep in mind, they're the ones who own YouTube, so their hand is behind all this. This is not a sign of strength, it is a sign of weakness. Because you see, when you have a billion-dollar corporation, their position ought to be unassailable. There should be nothing that anyone can say or do that would threaten them, or to make them feel insecure. But this constant having to attack the new voices of black media, what it does is it betrays white supremacy's true condition. You see, when your position is strong, you don't have to be concerned about anything that those new voices of black media have to say. It's not as if they are going to have an impact, and they certainly can't have an impact as strong and pervasive as yours. But we have shown them on multiple occasions that we have the ability to be able to influence more people than they can. We have a stronger influence than they do. And do not think for a second, don't fool yourself, that any of that congressional falderall that you saw regarding YouTube means anything. It doesn't, any more than the stuff last year with Facebook. Facebook and YouTube happen to be two outlets of white supremacist control. Sure, in order to placate the certain voices on the political left, Congress decided to wag their finger at Facebook, and in order to placate certain voices on the political right, the Senate decided to wag their finger at YouTube, but it means nothing. These outlets happen to be enormously valuable to white supremacy because they centralized such a large number of people. You can reach people with total lies, or you can keep them from hearing the truth because so many people go to YouTube to get their information. It's the only reason that people like myself even put up with YouTube in the first place. It's because this is where you're at. Now, we are going to change this, and that's part of what YouTube got. They crapped their pants when they heard me say that. They do not want anyone changing this paradigm, especially where black people are concerned. White supremacy is not based on anti-Latino racism. It's not based on anti-Asian racism. It's not based on anti-Muslim bigotry. White supremacy, and this starts with YouTube, is based on one thing and one thing only: anti-black racism. It's not even based on pro-white privilege. That's not what it's based on. It's based on anti-black racism. It starts off with a negative affirmation. Now, CNN, of course, is planning what's supposed to be the beginning of a white media offensive, just an assault on black people, that they're going to start letting a few of these Negroes who have been locked out the last couple of years because white supremacy thought that their usefulness was expended. This is going to be their last Hail Mary, and YouTube is trying to clear the boards for this white media offensive. That they're going to have some black folks selling the soap for white supremacy. Oh, reparations doesn't have to be cash. In fact, it shouldn't have to be cash. It should be anything but a check, not a check. And the Democrats, yeah, anything that they say is good for black folks, well, because they said so. That's what they're hoping to lay the groundwork for. But they're not going to be able to do that as long as there is this persistent group of new black voices out here warning you and telling you about it. So YouTube understands exactly what their job is. What threatens the administrative arm of white supremacy threatens them as well. YouTube's interests are the exact same as the Democrat and Republican Party's interest, which happens to be to control the former slaves and keep them from upsetting the racialist hierarchy that is the racial order in the United States. Anything that aggregates our numbers, anything that agitates our numbers, anything that mobilizes our numbers has to be stopped. We know. I use these clowns, YouTube. I use these morons like a divining rod. That's what the why in YouTube is like. It's like a divining rod. How do I know that I'm going in the right direction when YouTube feels so scared of something that they crap their pants and got to take it down immediately? Well, we've also got the ability to use this as an opportunity to make sure that more people understand that there happens to be one modest voice in the black media that is so intimidating, so frightening to white supremacy that YouTube has entire gangs of white supremacist trash who make it a point in their employ that YouTube employs people simply for the sake of trying to stymie and roadblock this message. When YouTube says things like, "This video got removed as hate speech." Well, what's hate speech about it? They don't reply. They don't respond. And the reason why is twofold. One, I think there is merit to the idea that they're worried that if they actually try to substantiate their lie, they could well lay groundwork for legal action. Because at the end of the day, the terms of service do represent a contract, although it be it in the eyes of the law, it's a one-way agreement. We got to be realistic about that. But the second reason happens to be they understand that if they actually go ahead and say, well, here's what we're going to lie and say is the reason that this video had to be removed, then what happens is now they've gone ahead and said it. They've said what the actual reason is. So it's a matter of, oh, so in that case, then we won't be doing that in the future then. Now, what do they lie and hide behind? It's a lie. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the old, "I'm white and I say so." That's what's going on here. Well, we've got to make sure that whenever they pull a stunt like this, we make it clear we see you and we're calling you out. Other people have been wondering, are their voices bold enough, strong enough, gutsy enough to tell the truth without fear? You have an opportunity to let them know that there is a voice, at least one of many. That you have individuals who are so scared of this message that they absolutely must try to find a way to snuff it out that lets you know this is the winning message. This is the truth. The black truth. Just look at what's happened the last 7 days alone on this channel. This channel only has currently 1/10. Yesterday it was about 1/12, so the subscriber base is finding their way here by leaps and bounds, and don't think that slipped the notice of the white supremacist trash who run YouTube. And in only 7 days, the number of viewers who have seen the videos that have been posted is about 50% of what it was just a little over 10 days ago when I had my Professor Black HQ channel, the one that had almost 60,000 subscribers. So with only 1/10 of the subscriber base, the actual views are about 50% of what they had been just 10 days ago when there was literally 10 times as many people subscribed. What does that tell you? YouTube's looking at this and going, man, it's not a matter of membership. It's a matter of influence. I was banging the drum against Kamala Harris before 99% of you even knew who she was. That kind of foresight is dangerous to white supremacy. White supremacy wins when black people are pulling up the rear and the last ones to know and always coming in late. White supremacy wins whenever we're pulling up the rear. But whenever we have the advantage, when we strike first, when we call things before they happen, we take the initiative and we never let go. And you better believe white power is scared of that. YouTube has many objectives, but their primary objective is to be an element of social control. Control not for Republicans or Democrats, not for conservatives or liberals, not for left wing, right wing, no wing. Their goal is to be an effective system of social control for white supremacy. All they're doing is helping us to understand what white supremacy's plans are. Because when I post these video essays, yes, I've got a good idea of what white supremacy's up to. But ultimately, only white supremacy can verify for me definitively whether or not I actually called it right. And having taken down a video that did nothing other than ridicule and mock CNN for 45 minutes, when they did that within hours, what did that tell you? Because at no point, I didn't use any of the typical insults that I would use against these black bootlicks. All I did was I simply pointed out that CNN's trying to put on a little sham. They're hoping to trick black people into paying attention to this or that political party because they need black people desperately to re-engage because our disengagement is a threat to the system because it's the first step toward revolution. And that being the case, CNN or perhaps YouTube themselves looked and said, this has got to be stopped. We can't have someone calling this out. They're on to us already and it hasn't even started. And if this drumbeat is steady enough, then what's going to happen is these clowns will never have a chance. So we can't have it where this guy kills our show before it even airs because that's what they're scared of. They're scared that we're going to be killing this white supremacist attempt to manipulate us right out of the gate. We're going to cripple them right from the jump. We're going to cut them off at the knees before they even start. They saw that that's what we were building to with Kamala Harris. And that's what we've done to Joe Biden. And they've seen this happen repeatedly, so they know that this kind of message, if not stopped, is lethal to white supremacy. Well, we're not about to let them forget that they hear us and fear us. They should fear the truth. Liars should fear the truth. Now, at this point, I want to make sure that to remind you, you better make certain that you are following me on Twitter. Because when YouTube inevitably decides that they're going to give them, that they just have heard too much and they got to stop the message because it's hurting them too much, this is only going to intensify. This kind of anti-black censorship online is only going to intensify as we get closer to the primaries. And the reason why is white supremacy and the white media in particular, they have to be able to prove to the white powers that be that they have the ability to continue business as usual without black people. That's what they're trying to set up right now. What they're trying to set up right now is if we can't fool black people back to the polls, we got to demonstrate to these black folks to try to demoralize them. Well, how do you do that? Well, these guys are saying that there's not, with no tangibles, there will be no black vote. Well, we got to prove that we can get it done without them. So what we need is we need to stop black people from being galvanized. If these voices are galvanizing black people, we got to silence these voices. And that's what's going on here. This sustained racial offensive against your voice. That's what the new voices of black media represent. We are your voice. Speaking loudly enough, strongly enough, eloquently enough, and passionately enough to actually be heard. But you are the force multiplier. So if the spirit moves you, what you should do is you should make certain that other people understand that there are real voices, mine in particular, not just mine, but a number of them. But feel free to point them here if the spirit moves you, that the truth is here, it lives, and it is fearless. YouTube is attempting this pathetic dying gasp at trying to sustain white supremacy, and we're just going to try to silence people. To the white supremacist trash at YouTube who happen to troll my channel, and we know that you guys listen because you quake in your boots every time I speak, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You are going to pat yourselves on the back because you think that you've won a single skirmish, and as we've demonstrated, you will still lose the war. But I understand that's what happens when you're part of a failed ideology, which is what white supremacy that you represent is. It's a failed ideology. So you got to do this because you don't have a plan B. White supremacy never had a plan B. That's what the black bootlicks for the white media are finding out. Kissing white supremacy's behind is a career path that doesn't come with a retirement plan. And white supremacy happens to be a goal that doesn't come with a retirement plan either. You don't have a plan B. You don't get to transition to something else. You've put all your chips on white. Problem is, in the game of roulette, you only got two choices, red and black. And as the old gambler's adage goes, always bet on black. Now, family, I've put the link to my Twitter feed into the description on this very video. Make sure that you are following me. In fact, everybody in the sound of my voice ought to be following, and make sure to spread the word. White supremacy got scared when I told you that now is the time for us to show our strength. When I said that yesterday, I said, watch them take this video down because this is not what they want black people hearing. They don't want us hearing that family is enough. When I said that Foundational Black should be treating itself like a private club, they looked and said, oh, no, you don't. We cannot have you thinking that you've got value simply by yourselves. We can't have that message spreading. And when I said now is the time for us to show our strength, they crapped their pants and said, take that down. We cannot have black people hearing that. We need black people thinking that they can't do anything on their own. We don't want black people reveling in the fact that they've got power and that the fact that they can flex their muscles, because hell, they might try to flex them on us. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and rattle the bastards' cages. Let them know, hey, you got the ability to pull these little pathetic mosquito bites, but it's not gonna do anything. YouTube is censoring the new voices of black media, and it's not gonna help them out because we were not dependent on YouTube in order to get this message out, so YouTube doesn't have the power to stop it. We were not dependent on Twitter to get the message out. You ain't got the power to stop it. There are already too many people who are listening, already too many people who are following. So you can go ahead and flounder like a fish all you want, YouTube. That's fine. You're not going to be forestalling the inevitable. White supremacy is going down and you will go down right along with it. You're not going to be blocking the new voices of black media because you didn't create us, hence you cannot destroy us. The only thing that you're doing is you're helping to verify for us that we have accurately identified white supremacy's plans and ploys against us. And we are taking the actions necessary to make sure that those ploys do not succeed, starting with your attempts to try to stifle us. You push, we push back.